This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. The OG John Lopez sitting next to me. I'm Reginald Atatula. Of course, Figgy Fig on the ones and twos. AU on a Reaction Monday here. Headed into Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving in advance. Having a good time here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. How you doing, man?
I am fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. It was so fun this weekend with no real pressure, tension, you know, just enjoying what was happening over the weekend and no game to go to. You know, I'm not that I'd miss going to a game. You know what I mean?
I don't think I do. Keep going.
Didn't have to go to a game. So got a little fishing in, watched a lot of sports with no pressure. Can't get much better than
there
that.
There you go. Yeah. It was a mini buy. Like it's a Reaction Monday, but we got a lot of our Texans reacting out. On Friday, but it's still a Reaction Monday, so get involved with the program. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. That's the text line. Again, 713-572-4610. And, of course, we always appreciate the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams. On the YouTube page, which is Sports Radio 610, and the Twitch chat 610 Houston. First and foremost, what you got going right now? Because I do wonder how many people are already out of work, moving, shaking, you know, getting themselves ready for Thanksgiving. But the big question I had, because again, it's Reaction Monday, so what are we reacting to? And I feel like the weekend of the mini buy deserves a reaction in and of itself. Yeah. What did you do? What did you do with your mini buy? 713-572-4610. Because there's a lot of freedom. You started talking about it, how there was a level of freedom going into this weekend. Obviously, the Texans already out of the way, but not just that. Getting a win, a big win, probably the best win of the season. Maybe even you could call it a staple or like a statement win of the season for them. That was out of the way for you. An Aggie fan, your team was playing Samford, so that was a bye week as well. You, man, like, what did you do with yourself? How did you enjoy yourself? What did you get
that's
into?
That's what I'm saying. No pressure on the Texans. Realistically, no pressure on the Aggies. You know, they got to 11-0, which, by the way, 11-0, man.
Congratulations, man. That's dope.
Setting up a pretty big weekend, though. Pretty big weekend. We'll get to that as we move forward, of course.
Are they playing Friday or are they playing
Saturday?
They're
playing Friday, 7:30 at night. Not that I've already marked that on my calendar, so to speak. And then you're watching, even watching the NFL games, you're more just, like, curious.
Yeah.
Because we kept going back and forth. You want the Colts to win or you want the Chiefs to win? In all honesty, it really didn't matter.
Oh, yeah, that was a win-win circumstance for the Texans,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, so you kind of like – but then once the Chiefs came back and you see the standings, and we're going to get into that today, no doubt, you're like, okay. But it could have gone – I would have felt the same way had the Colts won. Like, okay, you get the Chiefs now, and they're out.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much. So
I really want to talk about that game.
Yeah.
I really want to talk about the game. We will here in a second. But I want to start with the fact that did you guys feel as easy – on Saturday, not just like about the Texans, but I was like, yo, I don't think I've watched football in this way in a little while. Like I felt like not only could I watch as much football as I wanted to, I could just be a football glutton.
Yeah.
I got deeper into the games than I thought I would, right? Like I think that some people can view my team's not playing, I can kind of chill. Like, I think, Figgy, you might have gone that way. We were talking this morning. It sounded like you took some naps.
Yeah. I was chilling. I did a lot of binge watching. I caught up on Landman, so I'm good to go.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I ended up binge watching another show. So, I kind of took that advantage.
Well, I ended up taking advantage of going fishing Saturday morning. and I had my screen on right in front of the helm there on my boat. So I was watching,
what were you watching?
The early Aggies and some of the early college
football. I was wondering if you would actually watch the Aggies or if you would just be like, this one's, we're good
just
here.
Checking in on a bunch. But I actually was off the water by the good games, you know, the 2:30 games and all that. So, it was very much chill the way you talked about. At the same time, you could do some other stuff. Figgy was talking about binge watching and all that. We, you know, I have one of my sons going out of town for Thanksgiving, so we had that Thanksgiving last night.
Oh, y'all did an early Thanksgiving.
Just his family, him and his wife and the little girl.
That's cool.
So that was, yeah, I made a little Chateaubriand from scratch. He's a good cook, too.
Who? I don't even know. Like, I don't know. I think he said something about a brioche bun. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he said something in French.
Chateaubriand.
Okay.
You never had that?
Brother, I don't even know what that is. I'm only half convinced it's a food at this point. Sounds like some people.
I thought it was some wine.
Yeah, right. Who knows? Sounds like some people was doing some entertainment purpose only. Exchanges of money.
Oh, that was a good weekend for that because that's what kept me invested. I'm glad they brought that up.
Really?
Just a little bit here and there, and then you're invested.
A little bit
in
of
the
plays.
Game.
Yeah.
You know, you're more invested in the game.
Somebody said, "Watch the Rockets lose." Yeah, that's one way of characterizing that Friday night NBA Cup game. There's some conversation to be had there.
Mm-hmm.
Rockets get a real test, and interestingly enough, it might say something that a lot of people in the NBA have been talking about, where it's in the West, or really just championship contenders in general. It is two teams in the Thunder and then the Nuggets, and then everybody else is on the outside looking in. Yeah. The Rockets probably the next of that. That might have been a takeaway from that game on Friday.
We were texting about it Friday night as we're watching this game, you here and me down in Aransas Pass.
Oh, that's where you were?
Yeah, because I was fishing the next morning.
Gotcha.
And so we're watching it, and I'm watching it down there, and I think I texted you. They're just like if you have a dial and you're clicking it's a click dial, and you click, click, click.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm only used to touch screens.
What is that?
They're just like dials.
Like the old school radio boards, you know? They're just...
The whooms?
Yeah.
He's like, when I used to call people, you used to use the rotary.
Yeah. They're just one click behind those two teams. I think just one click. They're almost there, but how do you get there? You know, how do you get that? They make that extra move.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, and of course, there were some missing pieces on both sides in that game. Christian Brown didn't play for them. Obviously, Tari Eason was not in there for the Rockets. But, yeah, that was an interesting game. We had a lot of fun things to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that – correct me if I'm wrong. Was there a game that was more fun to watch from this perspective than Colts, Chiefs? Because you were talking about it. We were wondering who you should be rooting for. I think that there was largely a win-win to some degrees. And, I mean, I think there was people on either sides. The lack of pressure – for the Texans side watching that game, and then also the caliber of game, plus I think the takeaways from the game made it just exquisite football watching on a mini bye week.
Yeah, how so?
All right, so first and foremost, and we could dig into this, we will talk more about this as we'll go around the AFC South in the next segment, or we could talk about some of the fallout, but that Colts offense is not the same Colts offense that we were seeing to start the year, and I think that some people were kind of cautioning folks looking at that team and being like, look, that team ain't as good as you were purporting it to be. That is a Colts offense that only threw for 100. Actually, and that's not correct because my box score is not completely updated, but they only threw for, what, 181 yards? Jonathan Taylor ran for all of 58 yards on 3.6 yards per carry. Like, that's an offense that had been doing some phenomenal stuff there for that Colts team. Obviously, a Chiefs defense that is pretty solid, but that offense did not look nearly as good as it had been, and that's probably a good thing. That bodes well for you, the Houston Texans, going in with a better defense than that Chiefs team, facing off against an offense that's one of the reasons why they've been really good this year.
Well, it's funny you say that, because that's another part of watching the games this weekend. You kind of see, you kind of project your squad against that team.
Sure.
Right? And the Chiefs' defense against that team, without the pass rush that the Texans have, had a lot of success. And the Texans play the Colts this weekend. We're going to get into it, of course, all week long. But that's how I was looking. I was like, okay, they're really good. I mean, don't get me wrong. The Colts, they had that game. They're up 20-9, man. You know, they were up, pretty significantly in this game, late in the game. But they're not a beast. You know, they're not the big bad wolf.
And then on the other side, the Chiefs, who get the win there, it still didn't feel like they got it figured out.
Mm-mm.
Like, as much as they got that win, and interestingly enough, I've said it a few times, this feels like the same team as last year for the Chiefs, just more unlucky.
Yeah.
They found a way to get it done at the end, which maybe that ends up taking you to a place where you go, oh, here they go again.
Yeah.
But it just felt like the Colts stopped running the football. The Colts kind of got into their shells, and the Chiefs really did not break this thing open. The Chiefs weren't effective in the red zone in this game. They did get some really good run performance from one Kareem Hunt.
Bad fumble, but yes.
Yeah, bad fumble, a lot of yardage, but also it took them just pounding the rock. Mm-hmm. He carried the ball 30 times in that football game.
Yeah.
So, like, it did, still looking at the Chiefs, I also didn't see a team that was overwhelming. And those are your next two opponents. Like, I looked at both of these teams. Now, of course, they're playing each other. But I was like, yeah, none of this feels particularly overwhelming. Both of them, like, either way, whichever team won, you can make an argument that it had some level of benefit for the Texans.
Yeah.
Ultimately, the Chiefs win, and that gives the Texans puts them only two games behind the Colts, a team that you will play two times, so you have an opportunity to control your own destiny and claw your way back alongside them, and then obviously getting the tiebreaker there. But yeah, man, I thought that was the reason why. It was a fun football game. Neither of the teams looked like they were, like, dominant to where it created any additional concerns for the upcoming matchups against the Texans. I thought this was perfect game for a mini bye week.
Now, let me ask you guys both this about the so-called mini bye week here. There's nothing better than having a team that you are all in on, whether it's the Aggies, Texans, whomever. But isn't there something to be said for just watching the games with no real interest?
Without question.
Three things came to mind.
Okay.
Four, including what you just mentioned. But, the Colts and Chiefs. I was just watching this like, all right, and then going the other side and just kind of going back and forth. And we're going to get into this around the NFL, but this is something that occurred to me as I'm watching football with no real interest. The Dallas Cowboys.
Dude, let's talk about it. We don't have to wait for around the NFL.
Everybody says it. It was proved again yesterday. The league is just more interesting when the Cowboys are good. It's a cliche. People have said it so many times that it's become a cliche. But you know what? The NFL is better when the Cowboys are interesting. That it just is. I'm sorry. I hate that team. But it just, I was like, uh-oh. George Pickens, good Lord.
Yeah, he's really good at football. Yeah. The fun thing with the George Pickens thing, to get deep into the weeds there, is Jerry Jones still has like a little level of a conversation within this. I think they gave up a third round and a fifth round pick in order to acquire him.
Mm-hmm.
And that feels like, hey, a steal. That dude might be
a little more.
He's probably their best receiver, because CeeDee Lamb was over there being a little bit of a head case, dropping footballs and then complaining about the quarterback, while George Pickens is over there just getting yards.
He was just ripping the ball loose from everybody.
The problem, if you choose to look at it that way, for the Cowboys, he is not under contract. So, like, he's doing all this and all it. Like, as if you are indeed a Cowboys fan, you're probably looking at this like, yeah, this is good. And at the back of your head is like, how much do we have to pay him?
I was just watching.
Or we know how this is going to go. All throughout next offseason and all this other stuff.
So he's going to get franchise tagged.
I just hate to admit it, but, man, I'm really – I can't wait to see him again. I can't wait to see him again, see what happens.
That's been a really good offense.
And the playoffs and, well – playoffs. We'll see. Yeah,
that's going to be a question for them. Yeah. What are they, 5-5-1 now? Mm-hmm. Can they make a playoffs over there in the NFC? It does feel like that defense actually has started coming around, because that defense was atrocious.
Aren't the two teams that are not really real good with their record, but kind of nobody wants to face right now, the Cowboys and the Texans?
Yeah, in different ways.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, the Texans, absolutely.
I'd be nervous if I was in the NFC to face the Cowboys in the playoff game.
Right? And the Texans, offense, of course, we talked about it all day Friday.
The only thing with the Cowboys is that offense supposedly a lot better at home versus than on the road.
Right, we'll see.
But, yeah, we will see.
I want to find out.
Are you going to take Pickens with you?
Okay, well, yes. Is he going to stay out late the night before? Well, That's the question.
We're not talking about the first series.
That's the question there. But, again, depending on how you feel about the Cowboys, you'll be watching them again next week because they're playing the Chiefs. Like, I think that's going to be – actually, next week, Thursday, right, on Thanksgiving, where we are all subjected to Cowboys football, right? I think that you have a little bit more interest in that this Thursday because you get another look at this opponent that you will be seeing very soon thereafter.
The only thing I'm worried about is Cowboys fans, they're just going to be so insufferable again, which is why we hate them. I mean, I'm already seeing it, you know, all over, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
it's a love-hate relationship.
It's also a setup for the funny thing, which is
the fall.
Get the hopes up, and then all of a sudden, here come the Cowboys doing something that only the Cowboys can do, which is falling off.
I ain't going to lie. I kind of enjoyed them coming back and winning this game just to see Eagles fans just overreact. I don't even know if it's an overreaction. Mm-hmm. But just their team being 8-3 and how the world is over now.
Who, the Eagles?
Yeah.
And you know, the other.
I don't know if it's an overreaction, man. Like, they're in the locker room.
I mean, is it over at this point?
It's not over.
It's not over, but that Eagles team, like, the offense is a capital P problem.
Right, right.
Like, that offense is an issue. Saquon Barkley has had as many negative rushes as what's my man in Las Vegas? Ashton Gentry?
Yeah.
Behind that terrible offense, like, that has been it. Mm-hmm. They are in third and long all the time.
All the time.
Like, they are trying to throw the football consistently in a way that they can't.
What's going on with Hurts? You know, they say it's his offense. I don't know what's going on there. Yeah,
but, shoot, they was winning in this game. I thought they were going to win this game.
21-0 and got walked down.
Yeah. And then the other couple things that, again, just fun when you don't really have a root, you know, and totally invested in a squad. I was hate watching J.J. McCarthy like a mofo, man.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
And love watching Jameis Winston. Like, it's just.
I'd rather call it a touchdown, man.
And then he did the little Motown dance at the end, and
so
Jameis being Jameis.
You said Jameis caught a touchdown. Jameis Winston caught a touchdown through contact and was able to keep himself upright.
Well, let me change that. He caught a pass. Ran for a touchdown and broke some tackles, by the way, and got into the end zone.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys a question that sounds unserious, but please understand, I am 100% dead-ass serious. Mm-hmm. Are we sure Jameis Winston isn't a tight end? Are we sure he's not a – because you got the full spectrum of Jameis Winston in that game.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston threw a pretty terrible interception. He had like a whole – I think it was like 10-plus 20-yard passes, 20 yards down the field to like airing that thing out. Mm-hmm. He caught a pass, took it for a touchdown. Like, you got the whole gamut of Jameis
Winston. His pregame speech was on point.
Pregame speech, celebration dance.
But we inside.
I'm like, I'm tired of seeing all the Taysom Hill. Can we get some Jameis Winston Swiss Army knife? I feel like he might be – because he has heft.
Huh? Is he fast enough, though?
He showed it on that play.
Not all tight ends are fast.
No, but he was pretty quick down that sideline.
He was picking up them feet.
Yeah,
okay, because I think about him scrambling all the time, and he ain't that fast scrambling.
Watch the replay. He was.
He was on that play.
Yeah, and then the last thing, please save Myles Garrett, somebody. Somebody please save him. Please.
Save him from what?
From the Browns.
The only saving that's happening is at his bank account. He's doing all right.
He's doing all right. Good. Good Lord. He's got 14 sacks
in the last 5 weeks. That's correct. He has 18 sacks through how many games?
Yeah.
11. Mm-hmm. Was it 11?
Brother,
games?
He's going to blow that sack record out the water.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Put it this way. He's got 14 sacks the last five games, which would be tied for the lead if he only played those five games. Like, for the season.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah, would be tied for the season.
Well, at least they won.
They won.
Yeah, there you go. You talking about save him after. Like, there's been instances where there's been very much more SEAL Team 6 missions necessary for Myles Garrett. This one was fine. But otherwise, like, somebody said proverbial hell for him. Let him stay there. What a fun weekend for the Texans to have already done their thing, a college football weekend that if you wanted to tap in, you could, and if you didn't, you're 100% fine. Like, I imagine that some people got some real good honeydew in on Saturday. Sunday, you got some entertaining football as well. And ultimately, it's still a happy reaction Monday because your Texans, looking at the playoff race, they're constantly on that in the hunt graphic. Unfortunately, they didn't get much help in the wild card. Yeah. The Jags win, the Chiefs win, the Ravens win. There's a bunch of teams there still in that
Pittsburgh
muck.
Lost too, man.
Yeah, Pittsburgh lost, but now they're another team that they're in that in
they
the
might,
hunt.
Yeah, they might well. Be in that wild card conversation.
Well, as of right now, the Ravens are at the top in the AFC North, but still, like they didn't get any help there, but still a fun weekend of good football, and I think you could see things that give you some light and some opportunity to dream when it comes to playoffs with the Texans. We'll talk about that. We'll have a lot of fun here on a Reaction Monday in the Loop on Sports Radio 610, just getting going. Again, 713-572-4610. Somebody said Jameis Shockey Winston. Hey, I would like to see it. That's all I'm saying is I would like to see it. All right, coming up next, let's indeed go around the AFC South, talk more about that Colts-Chiefs game, but the other ones. There were some other very, very interesting football games when it came to AFC South teams. We'll break those down next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.